Hawaii's Mount Kilauea volcano has been erupting for about 2 weeks now. You've probably seen that incredible footage of lava spewing from giant cracks in the ground. Homes have been destroyed and thousands forced to flee. Now the eruption appears to be intensifying and becoming even more dangerous. Professor Ken Rubin is the Chair of Geophysics at the University of Hawaii. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hello.
Now, the volcano has been erupting for a couple of weeks, as I said. Why do scientists think it's intensifying now?
Well, the precursors to this eruption were a series of earthquakes whose epicenters migrated from the former location of eruption, which we call Pu'u'o'o, about 15 kilometers to the southwest, to this site. And those migration of earthquakes signaled the underground movement of magma from one place to another. However, when the eruption initiated in the new site, the Leilani Estates area, the magma that was initially being erupted wasn't the same stuff that had been erupting at the previous location. It was a cooler, more viscous magma that we believe had been sitting in an underground reservoir for something like 50 years. Now, over the first sort of week of the eruption, as that material was cleared out of the subsurface, this allowed the hotter and more voluminous magma that had been migrating down from Pu'u'o'o to appear at the surface. And that seems to be what has happened in the last day and a half or two. And this has been signaled by increased output of sulfur dioxide gas and increased vigor of the eruption.
Okay, so what are the predictions for what will happen in the next couple of weeks then?
It's difficult to say with any certainty when the eruption will stop. But what we are able to tell, because we have various types of instruments that measure deformation of the ground and measure earthquakes and measure gas output, is that the supply of magma to this area is continuing. And until the supply of magma shuts off, we expect the eruption to continue for some time. The best analog that we have is in the year 1955. There was an eruption in this exact spot. It lasted 86 days. It was very similar to the current eruption. And about 3 weeks in, it also experienced an intensification. And so it's possible, in fact, that this eruption could become even more intense. We just don't know for sure.
There are warnings that more homes are going to be destroyed. How much further will the lava spread?
Well, so currently the area where the lava has managed to migrate in the last day or two, which is down a slope towards the sea, is less populated than the area where the eruption initiated, which was in a neighborhood. There are neighborhoods adjacent to where the active fissures are, and that aspect of the eruption is very difficult for us to predict where exactly the next fissure will open up or if a fissure will reactivate. The fissures sit on the crest of a very gentle ridgeline, so that depending on very subtle factors, the lava could either spill downslope to the ocean, which is in a southerly direction, or it could spill northerly or northeasterly and impact probably more homes if it went in that direction. That's difficult to predict.
Is there, this is a naive question, but really, I don't deal with lava every day of my life, I've got to be honest. Is there anything that can be done to slow or divert the lava flow, or do you just have to get out of its way?
You pretty much just have to get out of its way. Various countries, including in Hawaii in the 40s, experimented with diverting of lava, and it really does depend on the intensity of the lava flow. When it's coming out like it is currently at Kilauea, there's really nothing that can be done to stop it. Plus, there's a lot of uncertainty associated with changing the path of a lava flow and then perhaps it going into an even worse area.
There's also a threat from toxic gases. Can you talk me through what the risks are there?
Yeah, there are essentially two kinds of gases that we're worried about. One of them is what we call a primary magmatic gas, meaning it's dissolved in the molten rock, which is what we call magma, and that one is sulfur dioxide. And sulfur dioxide has been issuing out of the volcano for as long as anyone can remember. The amount of it that comes out on a day-to-day basis depends on how vigorously the volcano is erupting and where it's erupting. This new pulse of magma that's reached the Leilani Estates area in the last 2 days has much more sulfur dioxide in it. So when the magma reaches the surface, it starts to expand and the bubbles of gas that are trapped or dissolved in the magma start to come out, just like if you were to open a can of soda and the carbon dioxide comes out. So that extra pulse of sulfur dioxide is quite dangerous for the people living in the near vicinity. It's a respiratory irritant. It's harmful to the eyes and throat. It's a very acidic gas. The second gas, which is a very significant hazard, comes when lava interacts with seawater. Now, this is something that's been happening at Kilauea Volcano off and on for much of the last 35 years. Lava has been flowing into the ocean. It's a hazard we're familiar with. The intense heat of the lava dehydrates or dries out the seawater, making salts that react in this hot vaporous state to make hydrochloric acid. It's another acid. It's very noxious, very dangerous to breathe. But the double whammy of this gas vapor is that it also includes microscopic shards of volcanic glass, very, very sharp pieces of rock that are formed when the lava and the water interact. So those two things together create a plume, a billowing whitish plume right near the ocean entry zone that is quite concerning, and we are trying to keep people away from that area.
Could it be building to something larger like we've seen in other scenarios in the past?
It's always possible. We're simultaneously watching the rift zone and the summit. It's one of the aspects of this current eruption which is different than the past. For the most part, Kilauea Volcano, in our historical record, which only goes back about 230 years, alternates between erupting at the summit and at the rift zone. It's currently erupting in both places. And the large-scale withdrawal of magma from the summit region, which initiated about 2 weeks ago and has caused the magma to recede deep into the volcano, more than 1,000 meters to the depth of the water table, has set up the conditions for an explosive interaction between magma and water. It generates steam. When the steam is built up under pressure, it can force rock and magma up out of what we call the conduit, which is the throat of the volcano underneath the volcanic vent. The volcano has already experienced several relatively small explosions. The most intense sent a plume of ash up to about 10 kilometers elevation. If this process could intensify and we may experience additional ones of these events. In 1924, the volcano had a period of explosive activity at the summit that lasted a couple of weeks, and there were several short-lived but very intense pulses of explosive activity.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your expertise with us.
Happy to do it.
Professor Ken Rubin is the Chair of Geophysics at the University of Hawaii. This is RN Drive.